Well, this is Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and we're on the Internet Advisor Show talking to Tina Watson and Margaret Cunahan about Meetup in the last segment. And Tina, every time we have you on, and we've had you on a number of times over the last 18 years or so, we always talk about the women in technology, or really the lack of women in technology, and it's getting worse, isn't it?
Yes, the number of women in technology is declining.
Yeah.
The number of women that are going into STEM-related fields.
Yeah, and STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
Thank you.
Sorry. And we've actually talked about STEAM, which adds the arts in as well, especially design, because that's an awful lot of technology in the way we do design today. So, but it's really hard to convince, first of all, women to stay in the field, and then younger women, young ladies, to get into the field. Why do we think that is?
I think that it's perceived as being geeky. And I think that there's social stigmas at a certain age that people run into, that boys are taught to do certain kinds of things when they're very young, and girls are kind of discouraged from doing those kinds of things.
So normally we have somebody that answers our phones for us, and we've, because we're not answering phones today, we've asked Logan Stanifer to come in and join us on this end of the microphone. Logan, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. Finally, I get to talk more than just on the phone, because I love doing that as well.
So, and you, so we'll, as a matter of full disclosure, you are Foster Brown's granddaughter.
That is correct.
And you have been helping us out. So when people do have the chance to call in and ask their questions, you do the screening, line them up. And there's actually no screening. You kind of just line them up in order that they come in, right?
Yep, just okay. About.
Yeah, good. But the other thing is that now you're going to Specs Howard,
yep.
But you're also doing quite a bit of coding and web page development. I mean, what else are you doing?
Howard, the school broadcasts arts, but it's now, what's the real name? Because they've changed it.
It's School of Media Arts.
Media Arts,
so
okay.
We include broadcasting, digital media arts, which is more animation, moving animation, mm-hmm. video work, and then I am in the graphics program, which goes over graphic design, coding, and then branding and identity. So we wrap marketing and all of the computer savvy you need into one package, pretty much, for a degree.
And so now you get to be on the air on WJR.
Yeah.
So that all sounds good, but why do you think, you know, Tina was just saying that, you know, some of this stuff sounds a little geeky. You're a young lady, right?
Yep.
Why did you go into this?
See, now I have a little bit of bias because I grew up, I mean, my grandfather has obviously had some influence on me. I'm in the radio business and toggling computers at the same time. I was always inspired how he could take any computer and seem to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking young kids' computers and seeming to fix them. I'm very hands-on like that, and I like to know how to do things. So technology, especially troubleshooting with computers, was always really intriguing to me.
Well, we've always thought that the reason that Foster was so good at fixing them was that he broke them first.
Yeah.
That could be as well.
So do you notice that either some of your friends are going, oh no, we don't want to get involved in technology fields? Or are people, is that changing a little bit, and people are especially young ladies, are willing to get more into the technology-based fields?
I think there is, like Tina said, a little bit of a stigma, mm-hmm. of the appeal of the technology field. I think it's viewed as a lot of more nerdy people, which is not necessarily incorrect, because I'd say I'm a nerd myself, but when people look at me, I don't think they'd perceive me that way, especially
no,
for being a female.
Right.
Now, when I look at my school, it's split about half and half for every program. The DMA might be a little bit more male-oriented because it seems to be video games,
mm-hmm.
is their interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the graphics, and as you said, technology for women, the employment is declining, but in graphic design, on average, women graphic designers make a larger amount than male graphic designers. So you see that the women who are going into the industry might have a little bit more passion for whatever they're specifying their degree to be in than mm-hmm. somebody who might be going just because it's more common for a man to have a tech job.
So, Tina, you've had, I mean, your whole career is technology. You've moved from a couple different firms into a place now where you're the compute service delivery lead for GE Healthcare. Do you see women being more promoted into some of the the bigger, more important jobs like yours, or is that still a problem? Is there still a glass ceiling?
I think that there's pockets. There's glass ceilings in some place. There's not in others. I think what I've experienced in my career is that it depends on the kind of work, just like she talked about, that you're doing. When I've been in software development or project management, there tend to be more women. When I'm on the infrastructure side, dealing with servers and hardware, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
So
I found that that I do see more women in project manager roles, and I've usually thought that's because that's really hard, herding cats, herding developers, and making sure that things get done. You have to be detail oriented, and you have to be really, really good to be a project manager. And I just said, oh yeah, well, put the best people in the project manager's roles. That's why I saw more women in those roles. But do you see that? Do you see specific roles like you were talking about being a real problem, or can you go into technology and then find the best place for you?
Well, you can certainly do that. But I think that I just went to a talk. There was a program at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor where they showed a movie about the history of women in computing. And in the time that I went to college, the numbers of women were increasing, and it hit a peak and then it started to decline again.
And so why do we think that is? Is it this thing that we're talking about, the stigma, or is there some other reason?
I think that's part of it. There was a panel of younger women that talked after that at the theater, and they talked about the culture differences that they perceive in the work environment. They often go in where they're the only women, and some of the behaviors that I haven't been running into, they are.
Logan... You know, you're a beautiful young lady. I got to believe that that the guys in the computing area are kind of going, Logan, come on in. You could go to our classes. Is that going on? Do you see any of that?
I tend to be, I'm a pretty vocal person in general. So I think group-wise, I'm very good with a team of people. So I think it's very surprising, especially to my male classmates, that I'm so into what I'm doing. I think a lot of the women in the industry who have found about it, and it's not just because of their sex. I think a lot of it is in the tech industry, the money and the availability of the jobs isn't made as apparent as other things like being a lawyer or a doctor or a nurse. So just statistically, I think less people are going to be in the industry from how little appeal people seem to have because it's not known that you can make money in it. IT is something really common I think people know about with computers. But again, I find that's really male dominant, even when I talk to IT people.
Well, and plus IT is always something that's in the background.
Yes, background.
You know, it's not like you said, a doctor, a lawyer, a business person that's a manager. It's something that takes place in the background. So a lot of people may not, unless they're inclined with the personality that's based in technology and hands-on, they may not even consider that. And that's why women in technology programs when they're young, to introduce them to robotics programs and programming is so very important, so that they know those options are available and so that you can develop a passion or an interest in those topics when they're much younger.
So, where do you see your career taking you?
Well, for my career, I always want to do a little bit of everything. But I would like, now, of course, you said project managers, mm-hmm. very popular. That's a really good ideal. I think a lot of that has to do with design aesthetic. I think women are more comfortable with your actual designs, working with textures, working with colors, and taking over and saying, this is what would look best as a package for multiple people. I think women are very good at looking more objectively at a lot of things, especially imagery, which is all graphic design, which all kind of advertising breaks down to. But I honestly would like to background be able to do it better than most people, so I can go in and maybe manage a project but also go in and toggle whatever the people I'm working with are working on and have just as much skill to get down to the nitty-gritty parts of the code as picking the color of the background of the web page.
Yeah, that sounds great. Tina Watson, thank you very much for coming in again, talking about Meetup, talking about our topics that we talk about a lot, which is how do we get more women into technology fields. Margaret Cunahan, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about I Love Jeep. I would not have expected you to start that Meetup group. And Logan, thank you very much. You are an example, great example of how young ladies can really get in and find a passion that they can move forward and make a career out of. So thank you all for coming in and joining us on the Internet Advisor today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.